Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Last Friday, the EPA announced new standards for commercial trucks that will mandate a larger percentage of these vehicles be electric powered. Never mind that there aren't any fully electric long-haul trucks in production. The dictate is just the latest in a long line of aspirational climate goals the federal government has been throwing money at without a realistic plan for implementation. One obvious question, where is all the electricity to power these trucks going to come from? One answer is offshore wind farms that promise to harness the power of wind to create large amounts of renewable energy. As many of you know, in December of 22, the federal government auctioned 200 square miles off the coast of Humboldt Bay to lease for offshore wind production. Like many Humboldt County residents, I had mixed feelings about the idea. On the one hand, it could bring an infusion of jobs, investment, and infrastructure, which Humboldt desperately needs. Estimates vary on how many jobs would actually be created, but even several hundred new jobs would be a big stimulus to our local economy. On the other hand, there are a host of potential downsides and barriers. The wind farm would be located approximately 20 miles offshore, in deep water. This is unlike most existing wind farms, which are built in relatively shallow water, and would require floating platforms with 3,000-foot cables mooring them to the seafloor. This creates technical issues, not to mention environmental concerns, to migrating whales and seabirds. The area proposed for the project is also a rich fishery, and many local fishermen are afraid of losing important fishing grounds. In addition, the logistics of sourcing parts, manufacturing outsized turbines, installing them in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, and then maintaining them is daunting and extremely costly. In fact, cost seems to be the central hangup for much of the project. The only way it's even remotely viable is through huge government subsidies to the wind industry. A 2021 federal analysis concluded that floating offshore wind would cost $133 per megawatt hour, compared to just $34 per megawatt hour for land-based wind farms. Once the farm is fully operational, to get the power to the Bay Area would require a massive investment in upgraded transmission infrastructure to the tune of $8 billion. Yes, that's a billion with a B. All this to say, don't expect this project to lower your PG&E bills, which, by the way, are already 37% higher than the national average. But I'm not telling you anything you don't already know if you're paying your utility bills this year. Even if all those barriers can be overcome, the fundamental problem with wind and solar is that it's not reliable. When the sun isn't shining or the wind isn't blowing, they aren't putting out electricity. The technology to store enough energy in batteries is simply not viable, meaning that to have a reliable grid, we still need traditional power plants, even if they only run as backup. Essentially, you have to maintain a huge amount of extra capacity in the system, which further adds to the cost. Whether the wind farm actually happens up here is hard to know, and is probably largely out of local control. If it does end up being built, I'd welcome the local jobs and investment that come with it. But given California's recent track record of actually building large, ambitious projects like the bullet train debacle, I hope our county leaders aren't holding their breath and looking for other ways to grow our economy. With all the cost challenges, I'd be surprised if this project ever gets off the ground. This has been Mike Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.